This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Does a doctor have a right, a duty even, to order a pregnant woman to undergo a cesarean birth if the doctor thinks it's best for the unborn child? The question's come up recently in a couple of court cases, and it's more urgent as more states pass fetal rights laws. Here's Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.
Two women, two pregnancies, two cases where the doctor recommended a C-section. In both cases, the women refused. One woman was then charged with murder after her baby was delivered stillborn. The other woman is seen as a sort of folk heroine after her baby was born healthy. Let's start with that story. Amber Marlowe was pregnant with her seventh child when she went into labor 4 months ago in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Marlowe checked into Wilkes-Barre General, where the doctor told her her 11-pound, 9-ounce baby was too large to be delivered vaginally.
And she proceeded from there to tell me horror stories about what they would have to do, you know, if we went through with the vaginal, if the baby was too large, and if the baby got stuck, that she could kill the baby, or, you know, that they would have to cut my pubic bone to, you know, get the baby out.
But Marlowe still refused. She had delivered all her other babies vaginally, some of whom were even bigger than this one, and she knew she could do it this time. And so she checked herself out and went to another hospital, where she did indeed deliver her baby vaginally with no complications. But in the meantime, Wilkes-Barre General had gone to court to get legal guardianship of the fetus, so the C-section could be performed if Marlowe returned. She found out about that only after she had given birth.
I was just, like, in shock. You know, I couldn't believe what was going on. I thought, you know, that's not right. How can they do that?
The hospital did not return our calls seeking comment, but as to how they could do that, Pennsylvania is one of 31 states that has so-called fetal homicide laws, laws that make it a crime to murder an unborn child. That does not include abortion. There's a federal version, too, called the Unborn Victims of Violence Act. Many people hail these laws as protection for pregnant women against potential violence, but others see the laws as attempts to recognize a fetus as a human being with equal or even superior rights to the mother. Lynn Paltrow is the executive director of National Advocates for Pregnant Women.
There have been hundreds of arrests of pregnant women around the country on the same theory that the forced interventions on pregnant women's bodies are occurring, and that is the fetus has separate rights that are hostile to those of the pregnant woman.
And now let's look at that other case. It took place in Utah. Melissa Ann Rowland was pregnant with twins in Salt Lake City when she was told she needed a C-section. Like Marlowe, Rowland refused and left the hospital, but one of her twins died. And under Utah's fetal homicide law, prosecutors charged her with murder, saying she showed a depraved indifference to the life of her unborn children when she ignored her doctor's orders. Prosecutors later dropped that charge, and Rowland pleaded guilty to child endangerment after it was discovered she had a history of mental illness and drug addiction. Despite the death of the child, Lynn Paltrow insists that Rowland, like all mothers, should have the final say as to what happens in the delivery room.
Although there may be people who believe that upon becoming pregnant, a woman should lose the rights every other citizen has to get a second opinion and to ultimately decide whether or not they're going to be cut open, then we have to respect each patient's rights. Otherwise, we empower doctors to be the ultimate arbiters of our health, and we know that doctors often make mistakes.
And she says a mother's rights to control her body should not be subservient to whatever the doctor thinks is best for the fetus. Joseph Giganti, spokesman for the anti-abortion group American Life League, disagrees. He says someone needs to represent the rights of the unborn child, and that someone is the doctor.
There is a duty of the doctor, first of all, under the Hippocratic Oath, to protect both lives. If you have a qualified medical professional telling you that this is the consequence, you can't ignore that. I mean, there is a requirement of the state, which is supposed to look out for the best interests of its citizens, to protect the rights, in this case, of the child, who's basically having their rights and their health stomped upon.
But the medical establishment itself is not so sure it should have the last say. Major medical groups like the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists have changed their philosophies in recent years. As of this year, the American College amended its ethics guidelines to say that a court-ordered intervention against the wishes of a pregnant woman is, quote, rarely, if ever, acceptable. Dr. Ann Lyerly helped write the new guidelines.
Objectively, we may know what's probably the best course of treatment for a patient, but it's really hard to know in the deep context of somebody's life what is the right thing for them. And I think it's very dangerous to think that we know better than our patients what's the best thing for them, pregnant or not.